Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Women of Power International. Woohoo! I know I'm just getting over a cold, as you can hear my voice, so please bear with me. OMG. So I am so excited to be here with you all. Can you guys believe it? It's like Christmas. It's going to be Christmas in a few days. Holy moly, where has the year have gone by, right? Where has this year gone by? I mean, wow, it's been a crazy ride, but I wouldn't change it for nothing, you know? I'm excited because we have great news, great transitions with Women of Power. But before I do that, I want to pray us in. I want to pray for the show. Father, I just thank you, God. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord. I'm so blessed and honored, God, that I get to be a voice, God, Father, I just give you glory and I give you praise. And I ask you, Father, that you would bless everyone that hears my voice, God. That, Father, that you protect them, that you would use them for your glory and direct their path, God. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Whoo! I tell you what, everyone, God is moving. He is absolutely moving. So before I get into what God is doing in Women of Power, I wanna tell you what happened just last night. You know, if you want any updates or whatnot, I still have to update Women of Power from what happened yesterday. But we usually go, when I say we, I say my husband and I, we normally go to Shannon West Youth Home, Shannon West Youth Center. Yay, give it up for Shannon West here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we go there about once a month, and we go in with YWAM. YWAM stands for Youth with a Mission. And we always have a blast, you know, whenever we go. And the kids there, the young adults there, they remember us. And, oh, they're like my babies, you know. I feel like just adopting them all. And it was just such an incredible time. So, anyhow, you know, one of the reason actually why Women of Power started, of course, we know that it is from the Lord. But we also know, I don't know if you guys know the history of how Women of Power International started, but it started because Mr. James Cannon came in to Las Vegas and did a workshop. And this was through when I was a part of Mayor's Faith Initiative. And you know how that goes. So when I was part of Faith, I was one of the chairs. I was a chair on the Strengthening the Family initiative. And I found out that he was coming in and they needed youth. And so my husband and I are youth pastors. And so we brought as many kids as we could to this workshop with Mr. Cannon. And it was a 2-day workshop. And so we went Friday and Saturday. Well, the Saturday, that's when they started preparing their shows. And the radio shows, like what I do here, well, some of the kids, they had their own radio shows. They took a break, but I believe that they're going to come back. And anyhow, they asked me to do a show. And that's how Women of Power International started. And it's been just such a blessing. It's been amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. An amazing ride. I've done a lot of interviews in this past year. We just made a year not too long ago. It's just been such a blessing for us. So with all of that, last night, Well, let me say this again. Then in January of this year, we had a unstoppable concert and workshop. And in all the monies that we raised would go to youth homelessness. And so anyhow, we had this unstoppable concert and workshop. So Mr. Cannon came in and did the workshop in the morning. Then at night, we had this incredible hip-hop artist. We had our resident DJ, which is DJ KR, which he's only 15 years old, y'all. You got to check him out. He's only 15 years old. You need a DJ here in Vegas or anywhere, you can fly him out anywhere. Hit him up, or you can always contact me. Go to Women of Power International, and I will connect you to him. His name is DJ KR, and incredible. Anyways, we had a lineup of artists, and we also had a dance group called Prodigy. I don't know if you've ever seen them before, but they're located here in Las Vegas. And we had artists such as, I can't even remember now. Oh, we had Sam Stewart here. We had just different. I can see their faces on top of my head. It was just amazing, and so we had a great time, and we raised some money. So that money that we raised was for yesterday when we went into Shannon West Youth Center. We wanted to bless the kids with Christmas gifts, and that's what we did, and it was so much fun. I have a video. I'm going to post it, Women of Power International. And, you know, we went there and we fed them and we sang some Christmas carols and, you know, we introduced ourselves. We asked, you know, what was your favorite Christmas gift? Oh, it was so tight. It was so fun. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to leave them loved. We wanted them to know the power of the love of Christ, that they are loved, that Jesus loves them, that we love them, and they're not forgotten. And, you know, and God has not forgotten them. And it was just such an incredible time. So our youth, Team Brilliance Network, who created, if you look for Women of Power International, we are also connected to Team Brilliance Network, and that is the six teams that had created or started this network. And so five of them were there yesterday, well, four of them were there yesterday, and it was just amazing. We had two of the boys. One played the piano, the other played the guitar, and they filled that place with worship. It was really cool. And then, you know, then they played a Bruno Mars song, because we knew that all the kids knew that song, so they were singing, and that's what I have the video of, and they're just having such a great time. So all of that to say that this is what Women of Power does, that this is what we do. It wasn't just Ben and I. Our church went, which is Revolution Church Las Vegas. So I had my pastor there, which is Dr. Denny Valero. And then there was Hector and Denise, which is also associate pastors there, just like Ben and I, and it was such a great time. It was such a great time, and we loved it. I mean, I love going into Shannon West every month. So keep us in prayer about that, and sorry. Really keep us in prayer about that. Also, I'm going to play a song, and I'm going to update you. I'm going to tell you about what is going on with Women of Power, but not until after this song. I tell you what, you're going to flip at all the things that is happening. So I'll be back.
I find it
Before I get into the updates of Women of Power International, I want to thank my sister, my friend, Miss J. Ormoka from Sisters of Christ. Last week, she did an incredible show. You guys got to listen to it, man. Oh, it was tight. You got to listen to it. It was really good. It had great information. It was about the end of the year, you know, it was really, really good, and she's just an amazing woman, and you got to follow Sisters in Christ, that's her ministry, and she's just an incredible woman of God. OMG, yes, she is. Incredible woman of God who lives in St. Louis, and I'm just so thankful for her. I am so very thankful for her. Anyhow, I want to update you guys. Get ready. Okay, so we're going to be changing up Women of Power International from just a audio, like how you hear me, to video. So we're going to do video, and audio and some audio, but we're also going to, what we're going to do is we're going to change our host. So be on the lookout for us. Tell all your friends about us and all the changes, everything that, all the updates that we're doing is going to be on our Facebook page and our Twitter page, on Instagram. We're going to update all our social media on what's happening and whatnot. Also, the next huge thing that we're going to be doing, and this is in March of 2017, what we are doing is we're going to have our first Women of Power International Conference here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Yay! So it's going to be powerful. We're going to have powerful speakers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have different community outreaches here. Just so many different a lot of different vendors. We are going to have women that encourages women. We're going to have a great worship team. So please, for more information, it is coming up. We are going to post all of that, all the conference details in January as they come. If you would like to sponsor, if you would like to first go to the conference, we will be pre-selling tickets. And of course, when you buy your tickets in advance, you'll get a discount than if you buy it at the door. It's going to be a 2 days conference. It's going to be Friday, March 24th, and Saturday, March 25th. You do not want to miss this, you all. It is going to be fire. It's going to be tight. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have many different surprises and special guests. One of them, I believe she's going to be coming up. We're going to have a 9-year-old girl, Little Miss United States. Oh, you got to hear her. She's incredible. She's 9 years old. I mean, and she goes out. She helps the homeless. She asks for donations, and she flies them over to people in need, like if there is any natural disasters on the other side of the country, she will ship them over to them. It is incredible. She sends things to the military. She's 9 years old. So yeah, I mean, her platform, she has a traveling tea party in Hawaii. And she travels to different states. And, oh, she's so cute. You got to come, even if you want to just come to see her. OMG, she is adorable. She'll be giving her little story, her testimony, the reasons of why, and she might even do a dance. You never know. You got to come and see her, or just come to the Women of Power International Conference. We're going to have some powerful speakers. We have a great lineup. More information is coming. We should have all of that, and it'll be up after the holidays. And we are excited for this. If you would like to be a vendor, if you would like to be a sponsor in any way, please, we're going to have all that information on our Facebook page, Women of Power International. You can always email me at womenofpowerintl@gmail.com. And you can email me, and I will update you on any information. And in all the pre-selling tickets, they're going to be coming out. They're going to be rolling out very soon. And so we're excited. We are so stoked, so stoked. All of that to say, OMG. So we're going to do videos. We're also going to do audios for Women of Power International. Our videos are going to be on YouTube. We already have a YouTube channel. It's Women of Power International on YouTube. So really, yes, and it's going to be a different time. So it's not going to be at 7:30 a.m. anymore. It'll probably be a different time, and we're excited. That is going to start January. So we're excited. 2017, yay! So as you know, Christmas is almost here. How many of you guys are done with your Christmas shopping? Like, I can see your hands, right? Like, I can, let me just tell you something. I'm not done with my Christmas shopping. I'm not done with mine. I always say, oh my God, I don't like the crowds, but I always wait for the crowds. It's crazy. I've gotten so much better, though. I don't know. I mean, I've gotten a lot better in crowds because, let me tell you something, girls. I don't know if you're this type of person, but this is how I was, okay? if I had a wagon or a stroller or something that I was pushing, I had wagon rage or stroller rage or what? It's like, oh my goodness, it was not good. I would be like super impatient, telling everybody, move out of my way, you know? OMG, I am so not that person anymore. You know, sometimes I'm just a little bit too patient, but sometimes I'm not. I have to, every time I pray, every time I go, I have to ask the Lord, Lord, you know I'm not that girl anymore. God, please give me patience, you know? And I'm much better when I go out now. Now I can stand in the long lines, and I'm cool, and I'm, you know, and whatnot. So if you guys ever see me out somewhere, tell me hello. You know, I would love to meet you all, and just come up and say hi, you know. But I'm going to be out there in the mall. I'm going to be there shopping. Not today, though. Started tomorrow. Oh, my goodness. Pray for me, guys. Pray for me. Pray for me. So, Christmas. You know, we know that Christmas is all about Christ. It's all about Christ. And you know what I love? I love the book of Matthew because it has a genealogy of Christ. And the reason why there's a genealogy of Christ is because it does matter. And I wanted to just tell you guys that every other genealogy doesn't matter, but this genealogy matters. And the names in here, they matter. They matter. And I'm going to read it. I'm going to read, OMG, am I really going to read this? It's a lot of names. Well, I'm gonna read some part of it, and especially, oh Lord, I'm just, you know what, I'm looking at my Bible and I'm like, wow, God, He's so amazing. Like in the genealogy of Christ, when you open your Bible and you go to Matthew chapter 1, you're just gonna like be amazed, especially if you know the Old Testament, and just the names that are there, like Tamar, then you have Rahab, Boaz, you know, you have names like Ruth. Well, is Ruth in here? No, Ruth is not in here. You have names like, all I know is Rahab, Boaz, Josiah is my husband's favorite king. He was only, I believe, 8 years old, and he became king. And then, you know, and then you go all the way down, and then you have, in verse 16, it says, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Oh. So all 14 generations from Abraham to David are 14. Now dig this, y'all, dig this. So all 14 generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. So numbers matter in the Bible. Just to let you, numbers matter to God. 14 generations. Wow. I'm going to read from verse 18 from Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all that was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her until she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Wow. Wow, we come out. I mean, that is a lot of stuff. That's a lot of information from verse 18 to verse 25. So here it is, right? They're not even married yet. Joseph and Mary is not even married yet, right? And Mary, OMG. You have to read all of the Gospels. You got to read all of the Gospels. I'm only going through Matthew right now, but you got to read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I tell you what, you will be amazed. You will be amazed at the different details that all the disciples kind of put in. Oh, it's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. It's just so amazing, you know, at how he chose Mary. Now, there's a lot of commentaries of why he chose. A lot of people will comment on why he chose Mary and whatnot. All I know is he chose Mary, and she was young. They were not old. They were not. Joseph and Mary, was it in their 30s when they got married? I don't know if you guys know that, but they were like teenagers. And you can do your research. And they were very young when they got married. And in this case, they weren't even married. But yet God knew the type of man that Joseph was. He was a just man. That is what the Bible calls him, a just man. I call him a man of character, a just man or a man of character. There are not many men that would stand, that would stay with a woman that has been pregnant, right? And now this is the Holy Spirit. And then here comes an angel while he's asleep. I mean, can you just believe that, you know? An angel comes to him and says, Joseph, man, Mary's pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and he didn't, I would have been like, what? You know, I would have flipped out, but he did not. I mean, he just did what the Lord had said, and isn't that incredible? And he and the angel said, you're going to call his name Jesus, and Joseph said, okay, that's his name. And that's what I'll do. And when the Bible says that whenever you read the Bible and they say that he went, he knew her, or every time it says he knew her or she or whatnot, you know, that means that they had sex, knew, know, went in, you know, all of that. And in Matthew 1, as I just read, he did not know her until after she gave birth, until after she had the baby, she had Jesus. I mean, amazing, you know. And then chapter 2, it says, now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. So these wise men. Now, people say three wise men, but I'm reading here in the New King James Version, and it says, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Can you guys just imagine this? Because, you know, these men were wise. That's what the Bible calls them, wise men. Now, I'm not a theologian. I usually did use this disclaimer, and I didn't, but I'm going to tell you this disclaimer. I am not a theologian. But man, when the Bible says wise, they're wise. I take this word. They're wise men, right? So when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled. He was like, can you imagine? The king was like, what? He was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. He's like, where is this Christ? Christ, right? Christ means the anointed one. Where is this baby, right? So they said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. He's like, so what time did you guys see this star? And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search carefully for this young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also. Yeah, right. We know that's right. He's not going to go and worship him. That wasn't his intentions. When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them. So can you imagine, as they're walking, the star is like guiding them to Jesus, till it came and stood over the young child, where the young child was. So the star was moving. As they were moving, the star was moving, and it stopped right in front of Jesus, right where the child was, which is Jesus. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly, already the word joy is wow, right? But exceedingly great joy. Can you imagine what that looks like? Like, what does exceedingly great joy look like? Like, I can get excited, like super excited. Ask my husband. Sometimes I can get off the rocker. Sometimes I'm very animated. So maybe, just maybe, that's what the Bible said. Exceedingly great joy. Like, woohoo, yay, jumping, you know, shouting. Yes, yes, here's the Christ. You know, they're excited to see him. They're excited. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced, right, with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And let me tell you, can you imagine this baby? They're bowing down to this baby, and this is the king, y'all. This is our Savior. This is our Lord and Savior. He is going to die for our sins, you know, when he's in his 30s. Wow. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. That's why there is a wise king, you know, being divinely warned. So as you can see in the first chapter, an angel went to Joseph. This, with the wise king, they were being divinely warned. It doesn't say, not in the New Kings, it doesn't say how they were warned, or in a dream. So they, all of them, that means that they all had the same dream, right? And so they didn't go and see Herod, and they went back to their own country. Now, when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mama or and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." So obviously, we knew that King Herod wasn't going to go there and say, "Hello, can I see your cute little baby? Oh, he's so adorable." No, he wanted to kill him, right? He wanted to destroy him. So when Joseph arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, and it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Now, I want you guys to know, this is what Christmas is all about. Christmas is all about our Savior. It's all about Jesus. All about Christ. I mean, look at how amazing Joseph is. He is a stepdaddy. And, you know, and the angel of the Lord came to him and said, "You got to go." And, you know, as being a protector, being the man of the house, being that he's not the natural daddy, but he knows that he is supposed to be caring for this child. Now, all of that to say, ladies, that if you are remarried again, if maybe you have children and you have a husband that is raising your children, love them. You know, and they're good to you, they're good to your children. Appreciate them, love them. I have a husband. My husband has cared for my son since he was 6 years old. He is not his biological father. My son's biological father passed away 10 years ago in 2006. He died by suicide. But my husband, his name is Ben, came in and just loved my son. Now, my husband was very young at that time, but he loved my son. And if you see them together, if you see the two guys together, my husband and my son together, you would think that they're two pods in a pea. I mean, two peas in a pod, two peas in a pod, because they are alike. They think alike. It is so funny. They have like almost like the same brain, and they're both very intelligent, and they think alike. It amazes me at how God does this. And you know, my son is very close to Ben, his stepdad, and he's closer to him than he is to me, really, because he'll tell Ben anything, and he loves to hang out with Ben, and they love to hang out with each other and you know, joke around. They have the same sense of humor. It is funny. It is so funny, and I appreciate my husband. I greatly appreciate my husband. I mean, he loves my son, our son. He always corrects me because this is our son, as his own flesh and blood. His own flesh and blood. He will go leaps and bounds for our son. And I'm so blessed. So I'm here to tell you, ladies, that if you have remarried, you have a stepfather for your son, or for your children, appreciate him. Let him raise the children as well. Like my husband, I let him go. You know, I know that he is in my son's life for a reason. You know, he will scold him, he'll discipline him, he'll love him, he'll all of that, you know. Maybe in the beginning I used to get all, you know, mama over him. That's my baby. And sometimes, you know, mama bear rises up as well. But I hear the Lord. I hear the Holy Spirit tell me, "Chantel, you need to pull back, you know, pull back. Let him do what he's called to do. Let him be a father. And, you know, I, as a mama, have to pull back. And if I don't, then it's not between me and my husband anymore. This is between me and God, because the Lord has told me that I need to pull back. And I've heard the Lord tell me that, allow him to be the father. And, you know, and if I don't do that, then I have to, then I am accountable to God. And trust me, the Lord will have a sit-down talk with me. He will sit down, I will read his word, and he will talk to me. And I will have to do a lot of repenting, a lot of asking for forgiveness. And, you know, so I try to make things easier and just say, yes, Lord, and just surrender right there. Okay, yes, God. You do whatever you need to do. And I'm here to encourage you, ladies, mamas, I'm here to encourage you that if you have a mighty man of God in your house, and that may not be the biological father of your children, love that man. Let him love your kids. You know, let him be the father that he's called to be. You will always be their mama. But as we've learned, as I've learned through the Bible, and how Joseph raised Jesus. That wasn't even his biological son, y'all. And he raised Jesus to be his own. I mean, that is amazing. And, you know, I didn't really get that until after I had my children. You know, until a long time I looked at this, at the Bible and at this story. It's not a story, but at this truth, at this chapter, at this book, just like, wow, isn't that amazing? So be encouraged, and encourage your men as well. Encourage your husbands, encourage the fathers of your stepfathers of your children, or even the fathers, your husband, the biological dads. Encourage them. We are there, ladies, to love them, to encourage them, to bless them. Pray for your husbands. I am going to say that again. Pray for your husbands. It is very important that you pray for him. You know, don't expect him to just rise up to be the man of the house. Well, he needs to be this, he needs to be that, he needs to be this. And all the while, you're cursing him. So we need to pray for our husband and speak life into them, love them. And, you know, I'm saying all of that because of what we just read in Matthew, right, about Joseph and how he loved Mary, and obviously how he loved Jesus, which was in his biological child. You know, Jesus is our Savior and our King, and he died on the cross for us, and he is going to come back for us, y'all. I'm so excited. So Christmas is all about Christ, the Anointed One, all about Jesus, all about our Savior. You know, the King was born. I mean, wow. This, never forget what Christmas is about. You know, remind your children of the real story of what Christmas is about. Don't forget that. Sometimes we get so caught up in a lot of things, but don't forget that. You know, don't forget it. Yes, and the wise men brought presents to our Savior. You know, it was just, don't forget to remind your children of what Christmas is all about. Wow, God is so good. He is so amazing. And, you know, and I'm excited for you. I'm excited because I know that God's going to do a new thing in 2017 for you all. I'm believing that with you guys. You know, if you had a hard year, let me tell you that that is coming to an end. The season is changing. God is good. You know, Christmas, you know, sometimes we mamas don't have any Christmas gifts, you know, especially if we were a single mom. I was a single mom. I was a widow, now I'm married. But we don't get Christmas gifts, right? You know, especially if your children are young and whatnot. But I want you to know something. Even if you do not have a present in front of you, I want you to know that you are loved, that you matter. And I want you to know that your gift, oh my, you are a gift to your children. And when your kids get older, they're going to see how amazing you are as a mama. They're going to see that, you know. What I used to love when my daughter was young, she's 26 now, but when she was a little girl, I was a single mom. She would bring home, she would create things at school, right, and make me my Christmas gift. Oh, I loved that. Then when she became middle school or teenager, oh, yeah, that was done. High school, forget it, right? I would just get, like, I would get handwritten notes, Merry Christmas, Mom, you know. But all that, you know, you remember, the little things you remember. But always remember, you are a gift to your children as well as your children are a gift to you. So love them. Love them as Christ loves you, and just adore them, just love them, direct them, you know. And I know it's hard sometimes being a single mom. I know it was rough being a single mom, working, and wow, it was a hard time. But you know what? God is faithful. He's never, ever, 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 ever forsaken me. I have never gone without. Maybe we may not have had a lot of food in our refrigerator. Maybe I didn't have, like, a lot of gas to go all over the place. But I tell you what, I was never without. God was faithful and is faithful. So you hold on. You hold on, you single mamas. You hold on, because there is hope for you, you know, and I'll be praying for a good godly man for you, and all you married women, all you wives, and I know that sometimes it can be hard, being a wife and a mama, right? It's not easy sometimes it's not easy, but I'm here to encourage you that God sees all. That God knows all, and you continue to pray for your husband. Continue to pray for your children. Don't stop. Even if the only way you can lay your hands on your husband is when he's asleep, do it. That's what I used to do with my husband. I would just, when, you know, if I knew something wasn't right with him, I would wait till he's asleep. I would lay my hands on him. I would pray in the spirit. I would pray for him. I would declare amazing things into his life. I would declare that he's a mighty man of God, Lord, that you're aligning him and giving him sweet dreams. I would do all of that. And let me tell you, don't ever estimate the power of God. Never estimate the power of Christ, of Jesus, of your King, of your Savior, because He hears your prayers. He hears your prayers. If you are in an abusive relationship, ladies, I would highly encourage you to go and get help. And if you are in an emotional abusive relationship, you know, where your husband is telling is just mean and whatnot, and you wonder why his prayers are not being answered, or maybe he wonders why his prayers are not being answered, it's because in the Bible it says if you're mean to your wife, your prayers will be hindered. If you're harsh to your wife, your prayers will be hindered. The prayers of a husband will not get answered. And you can go look for it. I'm paraphrasing that. But that's basically what it says. If you're mean and you say harsh things, your prayers are not going to be answered. To your wife, as for a husband to a wife, their prayers are not going to be answered. But I want you to pray for your husband. If you're in an abusive relationship, go get help. Pack your bags. Make sure you tell people, tell somebody, tell your family your plan. You know, you have to tell somebody your plan so they know. Have a secret word, whatever it is. If you're in trouble, you have friends or whatnot. If you use that word, then that means that they need to call the police. Make sure you have that. Make sure your friends and family knows. If you use this word, like, it can be something like, it's freezing, right? It's winter. But if you say something like, I can't wait for summer because of the ocean, I want to go to the beach, and your word to alert your loved ones, your friends or your family that they need to call 911 is in there, whether it's the beach, the ocean, summer, whatever it is, but you need, they can call 911. So have a word for your loved ones, and go and find a safe place for you and your children. Okay, so we have 2 minutes. 2 minutes in. 2 minutes in. If you need any help, if you are in an abusive relationship, hit me up, please. Go to Women of Power International. If you don't have any help or whatnot, message me. I'm always available. If you are feeling depressed this Christmas, I want you to tell you that your life matters, that people love you. Even if they don't say it, they love you. And if you have not heard that somebody loves you, let me tell you that I love you, and I do, and Jesus loves you. So your life matters. It's up for your life. I have 90 seconds left, so let's pray out. Let's pray out, you all, and I will see you guys next week, same time until we go on a video. I might take a week off, but we will see, and I'm excited. Can you guys tell? I'm excited. So pray for us. Pray for Women of Power International. Pray for me. I am Chantel Renee. Pray for my family. And may God bless you all. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for today, God. I thank you for this time, Lord, for this opportunity that I had to speak into women, God, and in whoever is listening. Lord, I pray, Father, that you would reveal yourself to them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I declare life into everyone, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I will see you guys again. I'll see you guys again next week. So until then, ahui ho, which in Hawaiian means I'll see you later. Bye-bye.